Bitcoin forked on Saturday night and nobody went with it. Block 961632 was mined at 19:35 and 55 seconds UTC. Its version field has bit 4 unset. Bit 4 is the flag BIP110 asked miners to raise, so a node enforcing those rules had to reject that block.
The proposal is the Reduced Data Temporary Soft Fork, created on the 3rd of December 2025 under the pseudonym Dathon Ohm. It imposes 7 consensus limits on how much arbitrary data a transaction can carry. Output scripts above 34 bytes become invalid unless they start with op return, which gets 83. The target is writing images and tokens into a chain built to move money.
Then let's do the number this turns on. Lock-in needed 1,109 blocks out of 2,016. 55%. We counted the chain ourselves, rather than trust a summary. 51 blocks carried bit 4. 2.53%.
So the threshold was never in reach?
It was arithmetically impossible long before the deadline. And since the split, of the 98 blocks the main chain has added, not one has signalled.
Worth saying why 55. BIP9 uses 95% for permanent changes. The authors chose a lower bar because this soft fork is temporary and expires. 52,416 blocks after activation, about a year.
Who spoke against it?
Michael Saylor, on X, on the 18th of July. His words, "I understand and share their desire to protect Bitcoin, but believe the proposed cure is more dangerous than the condition." The review thread was rougher. Mark Erhardt called it an unusually rushed and careless approach to Bitcoin protocol development.
Adam Back spent the day after the split posting a numbered list of what he calls the 11 tenors mistakes. On the activation bar, arguing 55% is reasonable is, in his words, reckless and an admission there is no consensus for the fork. On the script changes, disabling if statements breaks Miniscript and can make some Bitcoin UTXOs unspendable. And Dash Jr. said BIP 110 can't cause a chain split.
That's right.
He posted that before the deadline, blaming miners in advance. The chain split anyway, and it was not miners who changed the rules they were validating against.
There's a contingency in the background too.
A change to the proof-of-work algorithm, which would make every mining chip worthless on whichever chain adopted it. Chris Guida, who prepared the code, says it is not primed. No deadline for activation has been set.
Here's my limit. We do not know how many nodes enforce the rule, how much hash rate the fork chain holds, or whether any exchange will credit a coin on it. Node counts are self-reported and contested.
So what's established is a fork with no followers, and everything about its size is still unmeasured. Ah, thanks for listening.
I was Sally, and I'll believe the node counts when someone measures them.
I was Jim. The heights and timestamps, at least, are beyond dispute.
I was Alice. Glad we counted it ourselves.